Well, sometimes loss is the best teacher. In the 1970s, you could see a book in the crook of millions of arms, a series of books about a peyote-munching Mexican sorcerer known as Don Juan, written by his alleged apprentice, an anthropology student named Carlos Castaneda. The Castaneda books introduced a generation of readers to, as one of his titles proclaims, a separate reality, a dreamlike state of perception induced by hallucinogens, in which coyotes talked and men transformed themselves into crows. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the enduring books have spawned an enduring and bitter feud between two anthropologists.
The anthropology community has largely rejected the notion that there ever existed a Yaqui Indian shaman named Don Juan Matus. Many holdouts were convinced by a pair of books written by Richard DeMille, an academic researcher and son of the famous director. He exposed the many internal inconsistencies of the Don Juan books and concluded they are fiction.
Castaneda was fooling around, taking advantage of people, making money, becoming famous, and a lot of people saw through it. That's a hoax.
Though Carlos Castaneda died in 1998, the acrimony his books unleashed continues to this day. It began in the 70s when a young anthropologist, Dr. Jay Fikes, started publicly criticizing a fellow anthropologist, Dr. Peter First, one of Castaneda's old colleagues. Fikes was convinced that First had aided and abetted the Don Juan hoax. Fikes laid out his case against his rival in a book titled Carlos Castaneda, Academic Opportunism and the Psychedelic 60s. Peter First, then chairman of the anthropology department at the State University of New York at Albany, was furious.
I don't know where he ever got this, but he thought he made this great discovery, which he called the greatest anthropological hoax since Piltdown. And there was just nothing of the sort. It was all in his head.
In case you forgot, in 1913, at the Piltdown archaeological site in England, a skilled prankster fit an ape's jaw into a human cranium and convinced British scientists it was the missing link. The Fikes' first dispute goes beyond Castaneda. Both scientists study Huichol Indians of northern Mexico, and Fikes denounced First's own research, branding as nonsense, for instance, that shamans danced on waterfalls or took peyote enemas. Peter First counterattacked. He began calling Fikes a lousy anthropologist to anyone who would listen and threatened to sue the publisher of Fikes' critical book, which forced him to self-publish it. In 1992, the feud spilled into the courts when Jay Fikes sued Peter First for defamation and for jinxing the publishing contract.
He's been making all kinds of false statements about me and questioning my sanity.
One anthropologist who knows them both says it's proof of the old saying, academic rivalries are so bitter because the stakes are so small. But the stakes are bigger now. The lawsuit has made it to the New Mexico Supreme Court, which must decide whether to dismiss the case or uphold a lower court's decision to let a jury hear the evidence. Jay Fikes, who estimates he spent $70,000 on lawyers' fees, now teaches anthropology at Yeditepe University in Istanbul, Turkey.
I do believe that he is in large part responsible for my not being able to find employment as an anthropologist in America.
As for Peter First, now retired and living in Santa Fe,
I am so unbelievably sick and tired of this thing.
The Ethics Committee of the American Anthropological Association is chaired by Dr. Kathleen Martin from Florida International University. She says the 25-year-old Fikes First quarrel is unusual.
Anthropologists are intellectuals, and we discuss things, and we disagree, and we have different theoretical schools and different interpretations. But this is something way beyond that. This is visceral.
Speaking for the anthropology establishment, Dr. Martin categorizes the Don Juan books as creative writing. But that has not diminished their popularity among a new generation of Don Juan devotees, for whom Castaneda, before his death, had become a New Age guru. In his later years, the author promoted a discipline called magical passes, similar to Tai Chi, which is still taught in workshops and videotapes by a group based in California.
These dreamt movements were taught to Carlos Castaneda and three female disciples by their teacher, Don Juan Matus, a Yaqui Indian from Sonora, Mexico.
In the 35 years since the publication of The Teachings of Don Juan, A Yaqui Way of Knowledge, the books have sold millions. Terry Goodridge runs the New Age section at Half Priced Books in Austin, where she says she has a hard time keeping the Castaneda books in stock.
Castaneda is gold. Still sells like it came out yesterday. I see a lot of young people come in, and they're the ones who buy the ones that first came out because they haven't read them yet. They sell immensely well.
Most of the anthropology community has just completely rejected them as a very skilled invention. Does that matter to you?
Not in the least, because I learned from them, and I think other people do as well, and I think that's why they're still popular.
The New Mexico Supreme Court is supposed to rule on the Fikes first lawsuit in the coming months. Meanwhile, Carlos Castaneda's Journey to Ixtlan is currently in its 14th printing. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.